In Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph, we did Sif Beis. We didn't finish Mishaburas and Sif Beis. So Sif Beis is a fascinating Sif. That's dealing with the issue of how many people light. Machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What is the correct amount of people to light? The Mechaber says just the Baal HaBayis lights. And the Ramah says that each member of the house could light. So they light, according to the Mechaber, you light one menorah with one there the first night, two nairs the second night, three nairs the third night, and that's it. The Kol Nigurim Akram Eitz Baal HaBayis, the main thing is the Baal HaBayis is Halakha, Pil Bonav HaGdolim, Mesharsov, the other members of the household which are Gdolim, Kim and Shem Smuchim, Al Shechonim, Ekviyas, Hemeklal, B'nei Beisoy. So they're all part of the household, and therefore they do not light themselves. They're Yotzeh with the Baal HaBayis. Ramah says that some people say that each person lights. The woman does not light because ishtoi kegufoi. Now, what's interesting is, so really, Pashas, according to the reading of the Ramah, the girl should light, even you know the older girl should light. There's a mishabur later on. In Tafresh Ayin Hey, which Mishabur will say the minig is not to have the girls light separately. Fine. Yud, each one lights. Yadlik, Hanukkah Mer Shakos of Leva Sipes. The Yosef Harla Nerechad Becholayla. The Mechaber says, I mean, each one will light one there the first night, two there the second night, etc. And if each person, they can't all afford to have multiple candles, each one will light one there each night. And that'll be the. So the Mor says there's two madrigas. There's the basic mitzvah, there's mahadran, which means a ner per person, and there's mahadran. And mahadran is. Which, according to the Moa, would mean a nair per person, each night adding more. So, what he's suggesting now is each person will light one there. That's going to be Mahadran. As the Shartzian points out in Yud Beis, but if it's not Yikorele and Shem Mahadran, Lo Mahadran, and Mahadran. That'll be called Mahadran. Okay. Sif Gimel. Nair Sheyesh Toshtei Piyos, or Lo Bishil Shnai. If you have a nair, meaning, nair really means more like a lamp which has two wicks and two sides, it's two openings. Okay, so that can count as two different neighbors for two different nights. Yud Aleph, Shtei Piyos, Hayinu Shapsilus Mi Bifnim Munochim Benir, Seitzul Zeh. So inside they're in the same container. When they come out, they go in two different directions. They're not separated at all. Inside, they're drawing on the same liquid, the same spot. Since on the outside, the mice are perceived as two, so that's good enough. So this will be relevant for Mahadran and Mahadran, also be relevant for Mahadran. If each person is lighting one there, these two people will light in the same container two different neighbors, and that'll count for two different people. So the Mogaron points out the following. Since we're lighting multiple menorahs in the house, and you light multiple menorahs in the house, you have a problem. You can't tell what night it is. So the Mogaron says that what you have to do is you have to light each menorah in a different place, so it should be obvious the count of the night. So there's one over there with three, and one over there with three. But they're right next to each other, they look like six, right? So once that's true, so you can't use the same there for two people, because it's you'll have this problem that you don't know what the count is. Feel b'layla risharna yesh yizar b'zeh. That'll be relevant even on the first night, because it'll look like you're lighting two neiros. Okay. V'efshar dafka neir sheyesh lo rak shnei piyos. They're talking about one container which has two openings. Avner shalonu sheyesh lehem shmarna piyos. We can share the same menorah and light at the two ends of the menorah. And so in the first night, you can light one there over there, one there all the way over there. There's a gap in between. It's obvious that it's two different acts of lighting. So we can share the same menorah at least the first night, because it'll be very clear, it's distinct, that there's two different things. Okay. Dalit. Mile ka'ora shemen v'hikifa psilos.
What happens when you get to four nights?
Yes, yeah, so that way you can't do.
As long as there's a space between them, that's a hecker.
It has to be a clear space. Right?
Some kind of hecker. So three nights would be okay.
Probably three would be okay.
There'd be two spaces in between.
Right.
What?
Okay. Mile ka'ora shemen. You took a bowl, you filled it up with oil, you keep up psilos, and you put all around the edge of the bowl, you put wicks. So, what does that count for? Sim kofa olea kli. If you put a kli on top of the bowl, so now you've made the wicks distinct. So, kol psilo olea bishil nerechot. It counts as each wick counts as a different nair. If you do not put a covering on top, fill the nair echad and oil the fisha hukamadura. So what happens is that basically the organ, all the flames will come towards the middle because it's just all around the same thing. So we look at it as a big, it's like a torch. And a torch, you can't use it. The Chazar Masakin, not to light with a madura, which is a fireplace, a pile of logs making a fire, because that looks like your goal is making a large light to use for the purpose of working by it, as opposed to for the purpose of the mitzvah.
But if you have one bowl and the flames are separate, that's okay.
Right. So you're saying, so if you cover it, so then
the flame separate.
It keeps the flame separate. I can't tell you the physics. You know, where do you, how high? If you put the cover here, opposed to those here, at one point in time, I don't know.
You experiment,
right? You have to figure out at one point in time. It, you know, I don't know. L'chein yeshizar l'hamid aneres b'shura b'shabav l'be'igol d'havi kimadura. So in general, we don't want you putting them in a circular type of a thing, because then it looks like the flames go towards the middle. You're back to the same problem of madura. So we put the neres in a row. As opposed to in a circle. What do we have to promote the current lampa? So doesn't have to be in a menorah. You could set up small oil lamps, one next to the other, so each one you'll light one. Okay. Mizar kashoyz in there is a filah b'shava. If you're using wax candles, shein l'dapkan b'yachad l'halikan, you shouldn't put them together. You know, melt them together and light that. Again, the hadikim madura, that's your madura problem, which is a problem. A filah b'shava neir shal shabbos a yamtav yizar shal lasos ken. You shouldn't do that in general for Neir Shabbos or Yom Tov either. Okay. Mishtabura. Im Kofa. Yud Gimel. Shayit is a Ein Mischabim Kol Apsilas Yachad. When you cover the bowl, which has the oil in it, it keeps the psilas separate. V'davka Kesha Kofa V'achakach Hidlik. You have to first separate them and then light them. So therefore, at the time of the Lokah, they were distinct neiris. If you lit them and then covered it, you'd have to redo it, because we hold halakos and mitzvah, and the pshas halakha, it has to be lit properly, and that's not considered a proper lighting. All of the neiris will join towards the middle together and become one large light. So therefore, our minig is to make it a shura b'shava v'lebi eagle. So now, so even though theoretically, as long as it's not a circle, we shouldn't mind. So we can theoretically make one here and then one forward and then one back and one forward and one back, which really would not have the problem of a madura. But we'd rather not get involved in, because once you start making different shapes, you end up making a circle. So this way, we just say, do it straight. And that's the minute. The remorse of the minute is do it after straight. She shouldn't get involved in doing the eagle. Shartzian says Kainir Ali means that's how he understands what the point of the remorse is. That the remorse took out not to make it the eagle. You have to make it Beshura Beshava. Because otherwise, just say Beshura. What's Beshura Beshava is this added point. I'm not forward back. Not forward back. And he said, if you do it as a circle, it will be like a madura. If there's a gap in between the width of an etzba, mutter rafilu konim yotzim sivus beigel shakonim chalulim mechitzas kolkonim mafsik bein chaver. If they're far apart enough, they're not going to join together. Basically, is what the point that he's saying. He gives you a shear of a width of an etzva in between. I'm not sure. The Shartzian brings it to Prima Gadam, says you need even more than that. I guess Pashas, it should be really totally in the size of your lamp, of your wick. The larger the wick, the more space you're going to need. They shouldn't come together as one. The point being, and the average, I guess, whatever they consider the average size wick, even if you do it circular, if there's enough of a space, it won't look like a madura. Afilu lo kavu le'kli, even though you didn't cover the kli, chen noigim b'davka b'kora shein shum hefsek b'ner l'ner. The case of the ka'ora, which was it was mamish, and they were in one kli to start with, so then that were not matter at all. Over here, since they are distinct, separate, separate supports for each one of the neiris, and there's enough of a distance, so that's mutter. Okay, then he says you can also light with pemetos shanu chayshus asuyas konim konim. I read the wrong line before. So there's a mechitza bein kerechav etzatz motor filo lekafal lekli. Fine, pemetos shanu chayshus asuyim konim konim yotzin sivus beigel shakonim chalulam mechitzas kol konim mafsek bein alach bein chaver. So it sounds like over here is that they're separate lamps, even if they're somewhat attached. And they come out also go around in a circle, so that also would be mutter.
But I mean, when you're looking at it from a distance, some of them are going to
merge.
Yeah,
right. So that, as long as when they're close up, it doesn't look like a madura, he's saying that that's mutter. So that's mutter. Me'achas shekol ner mutter meharbe. So you need two things. Pipe coming up is its own distinct separate item, and there's a gap between them. That's where the gap can be a gap of an etzba. So now, if a case where I don't have a container, I'm just putting wax candles on the windowsill. So the gap shall at least be an etzem in between. And again, that's the shear that the... If you didn't have a menorah, you're just taking candles and then you're just going to melt them. Thank you. Onto the windowsill. So you should leave a gap, make sure there's a gap in between them. Right. And he says you shouldn't put them together. Shein l'dabchim b'yachad l'halikin. I feel l'habik shnayim b'yachad is osur. So you can't connect two together and light it together. Because that's definitely, that's like a madura. That's because the mamash, the two nearest will, the two psilas will make one flame. The koshkin arba chamisha, the vare nira, if you can do four or five together, kimadura, that'll mamash become like a large flame. And that's exactly what we're saying you're not supposed to do. And he says, you shouldn't do that even on nearest Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ayin v'ir
alacha.
Your
Allah takes issue with that.
I'm sorry?
Your Allah takes issue with that. By Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Okay. So the take a look at the Bir Alacha, Refilah v'Nerishal Shabbos. So he says, "Meloshin zem mashu da'pa Shabbos Yom Tov yeshes oshel alasus." Ken, you shouldn't do this. Ve'ena ken lachar. That's not true. Shabbos Yom Tov mitzvah lasus kruchin kedel b'simen rei samal gimel. He said before that you could do that. Karhikshin came the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham raises this question. He doesn't understand what this Arzurua is saying not to do, when he said before that is okay. So by himself, the word Lefimash Basik, he says B'Shem Rashad, the Osir Ben Yenenu, Philip Shtein Neres Kruchim, Mele Ein Shum Beer, but the Divir and Moab, and Mashem Masik, the Philip Neres Hashab, is Yemtu Yesh the Zoyer. He has no understanding what it means. Okay. So there's something missing in the point of the Ramah. In other words, he left out a step. What's the problem? The Chosar Khan Prat Echad Hanizkib Arzurua. The point is really, there's another point which is missing in the point of what the Ramah meant, and this is really the point of the Ramah. There's nothing wrong with having a double wick or multiple wick in your near Shabbos as opposed to by near Chanukah there is. His problem is the problem is that if you're going to put them too close to each other, so they heat each other up, and they're going to cause the neiris to fall. If you have a lot of neiris in very close proximity, so the one there will cause the other one to heat, melt quickly, yeah, and fall over.
Definitely an issue with some
Chanukiyot. So then you're not doing your halakha properly. You're not lighting in a way that it's going to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. So that's what he was saying you shouldn't do. That you put them so close that they melt each other and they cause the wax to flow. They bend over and fall. That's when you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. So that's what we're talking about over here. Or Zerua Adkan L'Shonet. And to point out what I'm saying is correct. This halacha is what I just told you is actually quoted in Arzurua. This first point that he's saying before, that you can't make a multiple wick, in an Erev Shabbos, there's no such mention. The Arzur never says such a din. So obviously what he was quoting of the Arzur over here, he meant to say this din, that you have to be careful that they have to be placed in such a way that they're not going to cause each other to burn so quickly and melt, etc. Okay. And that's relevant by Chanukah because it has to last this man. Shabbos, my Shabbos also, because you're supposed to be lighting in the air in such a way that it's going to function as an air Shabbos and light the room, etc. Okay. Hey, Ner Chanukah Manicha al Pesach Hasamach L'Rishas Rabbi Mibachutz. So the proper place to place the menorah is outside, in the Rishas Rabbim, outside the door. If the house opens to Rishas Rabbim, so you put it by your doorway out to the Rishas Rabbim. Let's say, however, the house is not open directly into the Rishas Rabbim, but there's a chotzer there. So the Mechaber says that you put it not by your doorway of your house, but by the doorway of the chotzer going into out to the Rishas Rabbim. Which this is the machlokes we shine in. Rashi holds that you light it still by your doorway going into the chotzer, and he's passing it out like Rashi. He's following the sheet over here of Tosis that you put it by the doorway going out to the Rishas Rabbah from the chotzer. In Hayah Dor Baliyah, if he lives in a higher floor, Shein Lo Pesach Basuach Rishas Rabbah. So in that situation, he has no door which goes out to Rishas Rabbim at all. His door goes out to some platform which then has steps going down, etc. So Menicha B'chalor Nesamach Rishas Rabbim, he places it in the window facing Rishas Rabbim. V'shasa Sakona Shein Rishori L'kayim Mitzvah. When it was dangerous to do the Mitzvah, Menicha Shachona B'dayah, you put it on your table inside the house and nobody has to see what you're doing, and that's enough. You need another nair that it should be obvious that this nair is not for the purpose of using, but this nair is for the purpose of the mitzvah. So even though you're not going to use that, you have no intention to use the nair Chanukah, but since it's there, it looks like it's there for hishtamshus purposes, so you have to put another nair as a hecker that's not what your goal is. If there's a fire in the house, so you have light from the fire, you don't need another nair because it's obvious that this nair is not for light purposes because you have the whole light of the whole fire. However, that's an average, very, very simple person would use the light of his fireplaces to light his house. A choshev person would always use a lamp. So for him, the light of the fireplace will not play that role of producing the light. So tzarach ne'arach, you're going to need another nair to indicate that your goal is not for the purpose of lighting this light, for the purpose of using it for light. It's for the purpose of the shem mitzvah.
That would imply that just having another lamp, whatever a cheshiv person would normally draw his light from, would suffice.
Would suffice, correct.
Yeah,
make it. I mean, there is nowadays we have our electric lights, there's no real need for a shamash. Chafalaf, Mibachutz. So you put it outside, Rishas Rabbim, Rishas Rabbim, Nisa, Kamafar, also Ketza. So then explains what exactly when I say Rishas Rabbim, what I mean, and that explains the pants. Yesh Chotz of Nehabayas. And the chotzer would open it to the Rishas Rabbim. So you'd put it by the chotzer of by the door of the chotzer. Shein lo pesach Rishas Rabbim. Gamin lo pesach pesuch lechotzer el pesuch yilabayis. If the aliyah opened into the chotzer, so then weiter the chotzer functions as its chotzer, and then the doorway of the chotzer functions as the doorway of its chotzer. So you would light by the Rishas Rabbim. So the case of the Leah opened into the house. So you have no doorway, which is your access point into the Chotzer directly. So then you light by the window. Okay. You have to do a hekker to show that you're not lighting it for the purpose of using it for light, you're lighting it for the purpose of the mitzvah. You can use the light of the fire in the fireplace. So then it's obvious that you're lighting this there for mitzvah purposes, because you don't need it for light purposes, you have light in your house. Okay. Yeah. Vav, manicha lamala mishlasha tvachim, the nair has to be placed, can't be placed on the ground, because it has to be below 10 tvachim, because again, the normal place to put a lamp would be higher than 10 tvachim. It's preferable to put it lower, so that clearly indicates you're not doing it for light purposes, you're doing it for mitzvah purposes. But above 10 is not ma'akib, but he have it. If it's above 20 amas, that's so high that you won't notice it, and therefore you're not yotze. The halakha is a mitzvah. If you lit it above 20, then you moved it below, down, it's not going to work, because we pass in that at the moment of the halakha, it has to be lit in the proper way. So it's called halakha oisim mitzvah. So you can't light it when it's above 20 and then move it down. That wouldn't help. Chav v'lamal mishlasha tvachim. Chalamata mishlasha kila hinichal bekarko. If it's on the ground, it's...
Lamata mishlasha.
Right. Anything below 3 tvachim is like it's on the ground. And what's wrong with that? Vein nikar shabalabai is hinichal shom. So if it's too low, people don't understand that, you know, the why it's there, what its function is.
Who would have put it there?
I don't think it means that somebody else would have put it there per se. You don't understand what its function is. You don't put something all the way down the ground. It's not really noticeable. So it has no function. People don't understand, you know, even a person is lighting something, you might put it in a point where you can notice it. It's too low down, it's not noticeable. Lamatim Yasar Tvachim. Think of Pearson Nisa Tveg, Kishu Lamatim, when it's lower, it's more Pearson Nisa. The upper Hosi Laor, in Derek Lanicha, called Kach Lamata. Some which is for light purposes, lighting purposes, you don't put so low. So you put it low, indicates that your goal is not lighting purposes, but mitzvah purposes. Okay. Why Mel Yerabu? Because of the whole day in oil and Israel Bezep. Why are people makra to put it low? Shem the seven al Mordechai. Because of the Ashab Shahurgal and Niach Bifnim and competitive Bezep. So the Mordechai seems to say that inside the house, it's not such a big hakpado, because the main halak is for the people in the house and they know why you're lighting it. Okay. And a tourist saw some Bezep. The Torah does not seem to make that point. That nowadays the halacha still applies. So again, if you're lighting it outside by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you would still be referable to. To light it lower. Bibdar Balia, person lives in a. We said before, a case of a person who's living in Balia. Menicha b'chalorin shus tzadr shesurabim. He puts it by the window, facing shesurabim. Feel b'chalorin gemar yosim misar tvachim mekar kol saolia. Even if the window, the opening is above 10 tvachim from the floor. Because the mila of making it visible to the outside overrides the mila of 10 tefachim. Okay.
Put it higher than 10 tefachim?
Correct.
Okay. What's the sentence?
Vim yesh lo shtei chalonos.
What's the sentence?
Right, when you're lighting inside the house by a window, when the window's above 10 tefachim from the floor. So you light by the window. Now, let's say he has two windows. If you have an option of lighting it by the window which is lower, obviously you should do that. However, in the shul we put it in a high place. Now we're going to see later on there's a discussion of putting it by Tefach HaSamach LePesach. When you're not lighting outside, still there's an Indian putting it by the door, the Tefach next to your doorway. So how does that play in? Above 10, below 10, Tefach HaSamach LePesach, and the window facing Rosh Hashanah. So the Shartzian in Sukkot Lam, it says that the window facing Rosh Hashanah and trumps everything else. Okay. So he says, even though it's above 10 tefachim, I can put it by my doorway inside, a tefach within the doorway, and below 10 tefachim, or I can put it not by the doorway, above 10 tefachim, but by the window face, which is a rabbim. So that's going to take precedence. V'avshar prima gadim mefakva ksas bezet, even though prima gadim questions that point. K'mokam ein lidchus dar bezet, this seems to be the correct pshat. Dinyan shetzarach heker lebnei rishon zarabim yesh mokar gadol begemara. The idea of making a heker for rishon zarabim, that's a gemara. Damrach adikali regular minish the sabbatoi, where it says until it's the Gemara says, even though we don't light outside, but to light in such a way that the Menei Rosh Hashanah should get a hecker, that would still be relevant. That's still come more midin in the Gemara than these other halachas. And the other halachas, the chil tzarich lahaniach lamata misar tvachim, yishkam rishanam dadochu zemi halacha. The Rishonim don't accept that halacha b'chlal that there's a mile of below 10 tefachim.
Is the Gemara mention 10 tefachim?
If I call correctly, the Gemara does mention it, but he's saying that the lav dafka that comes out halacha l'maisa. But I'm not fluent in it. But above 20, the more that you shouldn't do. The malam esri mamba. The shulta ba'eno. People can't see it. No difference if you're doing it facing the rishus rabim, or you're doing it inside of a house, a very tall house. Either way, you're not yotzei.
I heard there's a kash when you've got adjacent large tall apartment buildings.
So that's a big question. What to do? In other words, my understanding in that situation is the Iker purpose of lighting by the window was for B'nai Rosh Hashanah, which was the people in the streets, right, and more ties with the people in the street. Yeah. So even if you would have, you're lighting, let's say, an apartment complex with high rises, and your window is facing other apartments, so if it's above 20 amas, there's You do not light by the window. There's no mile of lighting by the window anymore. You light by the door. That the halacha of tevach, lighting it by the doorway, tevach of samach lepesach. There are, I think, Ramis and Karel told you light by the window. I think he said like that, but my understanding would be that's not necessary.
Well, if it's going to be more than 20
hours. More than 20 hours from the street.
From out the side.
Right. But it's there's other buildings in the proximity which would be able, people who are live there would be able to see it. Chavtes lo yotzim. Sorry, last of the borech. Kikaz of people chadash. So the people, above 20 hours, you're not yotz at all, which means you'd have to relight with a bracha. By people got a mashal kosev is that. Okay, so he says that it's mamash not yotz. If you lit it above 20 and you moved it down, it doesn't help. You lit it below 20, You move it from that spot to another spot, also below 20. You'd say the kasherim. So even though you moved it, but you shouldn't have moved it after you lit it. But the mice said, when you loaded, you lit it, you were yod say. So the fact that you moved it doesn't not mavatel the kiyum hamitzvah.
If you moved it from makom kasher to makom lo kasher, did you undo the mitzvah?
Pashas not, because we hold lo kasher mitzvah. Right. Only question would be, should you then, remove it down for the purpose of the. Yeah. We'll just do the sif. So it's a long sif, and then we'll leave the for tomorrow night. I could do all the sif even. Okay. Zion, mitzvah, we'll start the sif. So in a case where you're not lighting by the window, which that's basically going to come out, in a case, let's say it's above, you live above 20, so there's no window to light by. So then, so the Morris says, in that situation, so you're not lighting by the doorway going out to the Shisra Rabbim, you're not lighting by the window, so you light by the Tevach HaSamach HaPesach Mismo, you light on the doorway on the left side. Now, in the Morris case, it was relevant in a case where you lit by your doorway going out to the Shisra Rabbim, you should light it within a tefach of the doorway. So it's relevant in that situation. We're not lighting outsides, so it's still relevant for lighting inside. It should also be tefach of Samach LePesach on the left side.
But for sort of a different reason, because isn't the reason when it's outside so people will know that you...
Correct. Huh? Correct. So it's a different reason. The reason the Gemara you light it is that people should know that it's connected to this house. Mm-hmm. So the Baal HaBayis put it there because there was other ways. Middle of the street, I don't know who put it there. It's by the doorway. We assume it's put there by the Baal HaBayis. The reason why we do it is based on a shiltus. It says that it ends up being the person is surrounded by mitzvahs. Because it'll come in through the door, the mezuzah's on one side, the Ner Chanukah's on the other side. Okay, mezuzah miyamino, Ner Chanukah mismo. Vein mezuzah, the Pesach. It's a doorway which doesn't have a mezuzah, which means it doesn't have the post, and therefore there's no chiyuv mezuzah. It doesn't have a doorpost, there's no chiyuv to put a mezuzah there. So menichim yamin, you put it on the right side. If that's putting it beyond the doorway, so you put it beyond the doorway, you put it right next to that side. If you're putting it within the actual space of the doorway itself, you put it within that, more towards the, again, in the case of the mezuzah, it would be more towards the left side.
We are more towards the left.
Right, because the mezuzah is on the right side. So that's talking about when the people were lighting outside. But nowadays we're lighting inside. So you're not doing it for the people outside. So the fact that you're not putting it by the doorway, the tefach some of the pesach is not significant. The minig is to still do so, to light by the tefach of the Pesach, and we should maintain that minig. Elam ken rabim b'nei abayis. There's a lot of people. They're all going to light there. Shiat olif yersel ha'ad kolechad b'mokam yuchad milar v'neiris b'yachad v'en heker kamaneiris mablikin. If you're all going to try and fit into that space of Tevach HaSamach LePesach, you're going to end up not having a clear amount of people, which the number of the nights. Mikom mokam, so you're not going to light there. B'yizor shalom ha'ad k'mokam shamalikin v'neiris kolashana, but don't light where you put your normal lamp. K'yoz lo yin heker klau. People will not know what it looks like. It looks like you're writing a regular lamp. You're lighting for the people in the house, and they know that you're not lighting it for the lamp purposes. But that's, this is still your responsibility to light it in such a way that it should be obvious, even to somebody else, that it wasn't the regular lamp. Let's hold it here. We'll leave the halachos of Beis HaKnesses for tomorrow night.
Yeah.